In this installment of StoryCorps Tampa Bay, married couple Mary and Lewis Key describe how they first met and clicked over a conversation about baseball. They met at a Halloween party, and Mary first describes how she met her very own Prince Charming.
And I dressed as a cat, and I was just looking forward to having a great time. Before this event, I was dating somebody who things just didn't work out. Our last date was at the Phantom of the Opera. And so when I went to that last event, I really understood that the person I was dating was much more like the Phantom and that I needed to wait for the person who would be much more my prince. And so what was amazing to me is I was at the food table at this party, and I saw a handsome man at the other end of the room, and he was dressed as a Phantom of the Opera. And he walked across the room and took his mask off and turned into this handsome prince. As we stood at the table, we began to have a conversation. Do you remember, honey, what we talked about?
Yes, I do. We talked, actually, somehow the conversation got to baseball. We were asking each other how we wound up in Tampa, and many years before I had moved down there because I'd played baseball all my life and was a pitcher and had come to Florida to try out with some major league teams, hoping to get in the professional ranks. So that didn't work out, but at any rate, I stayed down in Tampa. So as soon as you heard me talk about baseball, and this happened to be on the night of the sixth game of the World Series in 1995 when the Atlanta Braves were playing the Cleveland Indians, and I'm a huge baseball fan. So for me to even be at this party was a small miracle. Maybe it's time. So I decided to go to the party and forego the baseball game, and lo and behold, you told me that the Braves had won. It was 1-0. Glavine had pitched a shutout, and I was amazed that you even knew that, so my interest peaked in you immediately, and then you let me know that your father was a very good baseball player, amateur baseball player up in Massachusetts in his younger years. So we talked a little bit about that, and then all of a sudden the people you're with came and grabbed you and said, we got to go to another party. So this was all done in about 5 minutes, and so you left, but before I got your name, and then when you left, I knew that I was going to be at the party quite a while longer, so I immediately went out to the car and wrote your name down on a piece of paper and stuck it in the glove compartment and then went back in so that way I didn't have to worry about trying to remember your name anymore, and then went on and proceeded to have a good time. So I thought quite a bit about whether I was going to call you or not because I was still trying to figure out, do I want to meet anyone? So I finally looked up your name in the phone book, and I saw a couple of numbers there. I just called one. It was a fax machine, and I kind of felt relieved because I was still kind of apprehensive about asking you out. I looked back in the phone book. I tried the other one, and you answered the phone this time, and I asked you if you were the lady that was dressed as a cat at the Halloween party, and you kind of hesitated and didn't say anything for a minute, and then you kind of apprehensively said yes, and I said, well, I was the Phantom of the Opera.
Well, I was very surprised when you called because by that time, you know, I had hoped you would call, but by that time I kind of forgot because it was almost a month that had gone by. And knowing you now and knowing how obsessed you get with the World Series, I was amazed that you ever left your condo to come to this party.
Yes, I was too, but that was one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
To cement their relationship, Mary and Lewis Key have a tradition of celebrating their love and marriage, like many couples do on Valentine's Day. But they don't just celebrate in the month of February. They celebrate on the 14th of every month. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, StoryCorps.org.